Hey there, home seller. Welcome to the Creative Home Staging Show. Come on in. Hey, my name is Kasha, and in this show, we talk about home staging for home sellers. If you are getting ready to sell your house soon, you are in the right place. We cover home staging tips, strategies to help make it easier on you, and ways to influence buyers. So roll up your sleeves, get a notebook and pen handy. Yes, I do things the old-fashioned way, and let's get your house ready to sell. Hey there, home sellers. Welcome to another Creative Home Staging Show. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. And today we are talking about how to stage around awkward rooms and spaces. Now, awkward spaces can make a room feel unwelcome, especially when you don't know what to do with the space. And I've had some awkward rooms in my houses too, but only because we didn't give it a function or a purpose. Now, once you designate it or name it, then you can kind of start creating the space and making it more of what the intention is, right? Now, you may have a large living room, but maybe you have an awkward corner that you just don't know what to do with, or you have an L-shaped room and you're just not sure how to arrange the furniture, or it's a nook or something that's, you know, off of a strange hallway. You know, I've had all those types of things. So I want to share with you a couple examples today and spaces so that you can overcome some of these odd layouts. All right. So we're going to go through these Word document. I have a couple pictures to show you, starting with long hallways. Now, I know sometimes we have these entryways that you kind of just go straight into a hallway, and that's what we're talking about here. And then this one, basically the best idea, because it is so long and narrow, you want to minimize the amount of furniture that you have in there. So when it comes to staging, if you have some artwork on here, and I'm talking not personal family photos, but maybe you have some architecture pieces. Maybe there's a picture of the Colosseum or Paris or something like that. Maybe some travel photos. Those are always fun. But it's a nice little thin ledge here. Whether it's a ledge, whether you're just hanging up some big photos, that's perfectly fine. Notice how there's just a little bench right here, and there's some more artwork. And that's really all you need. And here they have tile, but you could always have a nice long rug in there. Okay. Kind of break it up. Another example is to have a little table, a really thin table here with a lamp, some plants. And here, notice they put a big, huge mirror here. If you have one, that's great. I'm not saying go out and go get one when you're staging your house, but a mirror helps bounce the light out in around a room, especially if it's a dark, long hallway. A mirror helps bring in that light from the front door when you open it, and it just makes it feel bigger, okay? So those are just a couple of examples for long hallways. Now let's walk into bay windows. Sometimes you may have a bay window and you're kind of wondering, well, what, where do I put everything, right? So maybe you don't have a chair or a couch to put in, but maybe you have like an upholstered bench or something like that. That's perfectly fine. It's extra seating. You may not have a built-in, because some of us, when we have the bay windows, you're like, oh, would it be nice to have a built-in there? But when you're staging a house, if it's not there, don't spend the money to put one in there, okay? Put a nice bench, maybe a desk can go in there, right? In another example here, let me show you. They have just two chairs and a little, like a little reading nook. It could be someplace where you drink your coffee. Maybe you're looking out the window, right? So notice how the blinds are all open to bring in all that light, which is definitely what you want when you're staging your house. And then you have a nice warm, fuzzy place, you know, blanket right here. We could put some books or magazines or whatever, nice little rug there and some greenery. And really, that's all you need for a bay window to show off that space. Okay. This one, the bay window is actually built in here. So it was just kind of plain with just the beautiful cabinets here and this, you know, bay window, but the room was empty. So all we did was basically just add a couch and some chairs, which we had, and then a nice little round table. Basically, this is more of a conversation area. There's no TV in here, but again, it depends on the space. What are you calling it? Is it, you know, just a place for friends to hang out, you know, because this was a smaller type room. You could actually have like four chairs in a circle here. Okay. So that bench is incorporated in with the seating area here. So that bay window, this one actually is not a bay window. It's just a window seat. So if you have something like this, that's similar, something you can actually do as well. Now let's talk about corner fireplaces, because I know some of you are struggling with that sometimes, right? So here's an example of what they've done with the furniture in the corner fireplace. So they've kind of just put the big couch underneath the window. And you're probably thinking, well, I don't want to block the window. You're not going to, as long as the couch isn't taller than the window. Okay. And this one works great in this space. It's still viewable for the TV that they have in here, but also to enjoy the fireplace. And then they have just some throw chairs that look, they don't match. They're not matchy matchy. They're different. But they're complementary. They all work with the white, gray, black motif in here. And yet they have some color in here as well. Bring in some color in your rooms as well when you're staging it. Okay. Again, windows are open. Make sure you do that when you're staging your house. All right. And getting the pictures done. Another corner fireplace. This one's a big sectional that they have in here. And there's no wall. It's just open to the next room, probably a kitchen back here or a dining room or something. So this kind of creates its own wall. And you can have a long couch. This is a sectional, so it kind of curves here. But even if you have one long couch, you just put a chair. And again, you're still able to see both the fireplace and the TV if you have it hung up. Or in some places where, like this one up here, you can hang it up, but you can also sit it on top of this table if you wanted to. Okay. So I just want to show you a couple examples. I do have something I call the ultimate living room layouts that you can download and check out in my Etsy shop. I'll leave the link in the show notes below so you can see, but it will help you stage all different kinds of living rooms, whether it's a square-shaped one, a rectangular, an open space, an L-shaped, awkward ones. This ultimate living room layouts, I believe, has, I think I put in there 26 different best layouts depending on the shape of your room to help you stage your living room. So check that out. It's called the ultimate living room layouts. So you definitely want to create zones if you need to when you're in your living room. If this is something that you're just going to be watching TV, maybe you have such a big room, maybe you need a office desk that you want to throw in there, that's a different zone. So when it comes to rooms and awkward spaces, maybe you just want to throw in a desk, maybe it's a homework station, right? That's something that you can do to help you separate the spaces. Okay. Now, if you still have more questions, I do have something I call the Home Staging Squad. I started this new membership online. It's through a private Facebook group that I have. And basically, what we do is that if you join this membership, I post weekly home staging tips that you can scroll through and get once you join the membership. You can post your questions if you have staging questions, whether it's does this wall color work? Should I put the chair here? Is this too loud? Is this too dark? Any questions are fair game, right? And you can see other people's questions as well, so you can take a look. So it gives you a chance to ask your questions in this membership. You do get a free a staging timeline with your membership. So if you're wondering, well, how long do I need? I've broken it down in this timeline to help you break it out where by room, you work on each room. And in it, I have it broken down in 3 weeks, but you can always scrunch it down to like two, maybe one, depending on how large your home is. But it gives you an idea of where to focus, how to get organized, and get your house ready to sell. And then last but not least, in this membership, you do get live Q&A, so that if you want to ask your question live, if you want to open up your camera and say, hey, look, what do I do with this room right here, right? That's a perfect opportunity for you to do that if you want during the live Q&A sessions. We do that once a month. Okay. So let's keep going on to L-shaped rooms. This was an L-shaped bedroom. Now you can't really tell this is L-shaped, but basically, if I walked into the room, I saw this space right here, and I looked to the left, and it was this space right here. And you're kind of wondering, well, what's that supposed to be, right? So basically, it was just an awkward bedroom. You're kind of like, well, do I put two beds here? And you could technically, right? If you maybe have twins, right? Maybe they just don't want to, they want to be near each other, but not necessarily in the same room. But what we ended up doing is actually just making this more of a homework area in one corner. And then we just put a bed in here and got rid of that extra desk, right? And then made it more of a boys' room, basically. Okay. So that's just an example of what to do with an L-shaped bedroom. Sometimes you have odd bonus rooms, right? This one, let's see if I can make this a little bit bigger. Maybe not. But this was a huge 1,000 square foot basement. So you had basically zones, like I talked about earlier in the living room, in this basement, because everything was so open, you kind of had to put things in their own little sections. So we made a TV watching area. We made a play area. We made a craft area. We had a wine, like a wet bar type of thing. So this is from the other end. So you can see, hey, there's a fireplace. There's some chairs. You can enjoy the fireplace. And then in the other section, this is the craft room that was open up so you can, create to your heart's content. And then there was a bedroom back here, but then there's a wine little wet area. You can't see it, but there was a long counter space there for with a fridge, a wine fridge, and all sorts of things that you can do with a bar downstairs in the basement, right? So this is just a great idea if you're looking to, well, how do I, divide this out? And that's what you do is you divide it out into zones to help you create the different spaces. If you look, think about it, when you go to a kindergarten room, if you've been, well, yes, there's the chaos of the kindergartners running around, but the teachers have everything divided up into zones. They have a reading zone. They have the tables where the kids can sit and eat lunch, or maybe that's where they color, right? Then they have another zone for, other activities. So they have it zoned out, and that's the way that you can think about when you're looking at odd shaped rooms to help you define those spaces and make it into whatever it is that you want. Okay. Then last thing, oh, laundry rooms. Laundry rooms can be kind of awkward too. So in this one, this is a really long laundry room. So basically, we've added some shelves here for some, it was things that we just needed supplies for, but we couldn't put a closet because it was kind of long and narrow. So we just had open shelves put here. And then here were the kids' lockers, and this basically a mudroom, if you will, because this door came in from the garage. And this was a great space, whether you get this from IKEA, whether you get them built in. This is another great idea for kids to throw their backpacks and their jackets and shoes and whatever else gear that they need, right? And not plop it up in the front door area. You know what I mean? So this is a laundry room slash mud room slash locker room for the kids' stuff. Okay. So again, zones, laundry room, all of the stuff that you need, and then the kids' zone, right? This is another laundry room, same idea. This was a large laundry room in here as well, where the laundry was on this side and then the lockers were on this side. So, just some ideas to get you thinking. Hopefully, they give you some inspiration as to think about, well, what can I do with this room? There are so many ideas. It's just how creative are you going to be, right? Or ask your questions in the Home Staging Squad membership. Now, maybe you have an extra room, which sometimes does happen. You're kind of like, this is such a big house. I don't know what else to do with it. I already have an office. I have a gym. I have a, God forbid you have extra rooms. But I did have one client who had that, and she's like, I don't know what to do with this room. And so they had a piano in there, and eventually we ended up moving some bookshelves in here. Now, they don't have to be matching, right? My favorite phase, matchy matchy. You don't have to matchy matchy here. So what we're doing is basically made it more of a travel room. She ended up adding more pictures here. They're not here right now, but more of their travels that they did together as a family. It's a great place to kind of sit, and if someone's playing or practicing the piano, it's a great place to listen to some music, but still be able to use the space. Show off their treasures from their trips and, basically make it a space that they would like to come into and not kind of go, well, we don't go in that room because we don't know what to do with it. Name that room. Name it something. Give it something. It's the travel room. It's the whatever, music room, right? Maybe you don't play the piano, but you play the guitar, right? Or the drums. Anything, okay? Give it a name, designate it as something, and that will help you figure out what to do with that awkward space. I know just recently we moved into a house and we have this awkward, we have a pantry that's in the kitchen, and then there's this little room that's probably like 5 feet wide by like 3 feet deep. It's really not that big. But what we ended up doing is we added shelves in there to put other things in there. We have it as our recycling stuff because of where we live. But You can make it, it could have been a bigger pantry. It could have been all your extra, maybe you need to, ha you don't have space in the kitchen for your small appliances. That's a great place. Maybe you entertain a lot and you have like pitchers and bowls and chinaware and things like that. That's another great space to put that kind of stuff. Designate it as something so that way you can use it and actually use the space. Don't leave it as a junk room, okay? Give it a name. All right, so I hope this gives you some great inspiration on what you can do with those awkward spaces. Take a look at these pictures, go through the video again if you're like, oh, I like that idea or I like that color, whatever it is, right? Take a look again. If you're listening to my podcast, I will actually have this all these pictures out there in my blog post. I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can take a look. But if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. I'd love to see you again and have you join me on other staging adventures, whether it's I talk about mistakes or things to learn from. So I hope this gives you inspiration and we'll see you next week. Talk to you later.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Creative Home Staging Show. I hope you got some good tips in this episode and I hope you come back and listen for more. If you want to connect and want to take action, there are some ways you can stay connected with us. Number one, you can watch this episode on my YouTube channel at Blue Diamond Staging and Design to get more visuals. I like to share some short videos there as well, so take a look at my channel there. Number two, you can also leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow. You can go to the show and tap the three vertical dots to open the menu and hit Rate the Show. Number three, you can also find custom playlists from older home staging episodes that I called Home Staging Do's and Don'ts, as well as pre-home staging playlists for those of you who are new to home staging. And number four, if you have any questions about today's episode or need some home staging advice, you can go to bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/chat and contact me via email or call me. I hope that this podcast is just a way for you to get to know me and how I can help you. Remember, you can do this, and staging is temporary. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to connect with you more.